Okay, fellow hangouters, I'm going to do some bridge intonation tests here on my Washburn B14 Franken banjo. It has a Washburn B14 neck from probably the early 80s. Pot is completely changed out. The only thing really left of the original Washburn is three tuners and the flange and the hooks and the stretcher band. What I want to do first of all is I want to start out by recording the intonation that you can hear on the bridge that I've got on there right now. And this bridge I think this is one I got from StuMac. It's one of their generic Grover style bridges. It's slanted a little bit so that the scale is a little shorter on the treble side, a little longer on the bass side. What I'm going to do is try to damp out all the stray vibrations of the other strings so that the only thing you're hearing is the string that I'm checking. We'll start with the first string. There's the first string open. Now, here's the harmonic at the 12th fret for that string. And here's what it sounds like when you fret it. It's coming in about in tune. All right, now let's do the same thing with the second string. Here's the harmonic. Here's the note, and it's right about on. Now let's try the G string, the third string. Let's compare the seventh fret to the first string. This first string, and once again the seventh fret on the third string. And here, that's right about on. Now let's go to the 12th fret. Here's the harmonic for the 12th fret. All right, now let's go to the 4th string. Let's try the 12th fret. First the harmonic. And fretted note. It's a little bit flat. So that's with this straight bridge, and with it tilted a little bit, what you wind up having, oh wait, the fifth string here. There it is open. Here it is. Here's the harmonic at the 17th fret. And the note at the 17th fret, which is slightly flat. I'd say maybe 10 cents. Again, it's too short and sustained for the tuner to really pick it up. All right, I'm going to stop the recorder now and change bridges. Here we go again. So what I did is I didn't actually change out the bridges. I just straightened out that same generic Grover bridge so that it's no longer slanted at all. It's just straight across. And the first string and fifth string are equal distances. Here's the first string. Here's the second. You can see those pretty much match. Here's the third. And I think you can hear that the third is now sharp. But the fourth string now, note's about right. So everything is pretty good. There's the second. Everything's pretty good except that third string. And this has always been my experience, is that the third string is the one that's always going to be the one that seems to need the most compensation. And if you have a sensitive ear for intonation, then that third string is the one that's not going to be satisfying to you. One more thing I want to do before I actually change out to the Steve Davis bridge, and that's to position this straight bridge at the theoretical scale position. In other words, this Washburn has a theoretical scale of about 26 and 1/8, and so I've repositioned the bridge to put it right at that doubling of the 12th fret, the middle of the 12th fret. And here's how far off it is at the 12th fret. There's the harmonic on the first string. And there's a sharp fretted 12th fret. And here's the second string. Harmonic and fretted, definitely sharp. Third string, definitely sharp. Fourth string, again, definitely sharp. And now the 17th fret on the fifth string. Definitely sharp. So if you simply place your bridge at the theoretical scale position, it's not going to fret properly. You do have to move it back, and I would say I had it back probably a good eighth of an inch at least for every string. And that when I had it slanted, it was even farther back for the third and fourth string. And you know, the strings that were, because it was slanted on the bass side towards the tailpiece, all those strings were progressively longer in scale. All right, now I'm actually going to change out bridges. All right, now I've got the Davis bridge on the banjo. You can hear it there. And it's all tuned up. It's been seating for about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. Sounds pretty doggone good. And let's just check some intonation. There's the first string with all the others damped. And now, here's the harmonic at the 12th fret. And you can hear that's a good match. Second string, harmonic, fretted, pretty good. Listen to the, and hear a few chord positions there. You can hear everything seems to be just right on the money. All right, now here's the third string, harmonic, and fretted. Perfect match. Fourth fret. String. Fourth string. Harmonic. Fretted. And they match. 17th fret on the fifth string. Good match there. Let's hear some fretted notes here. Okay, now let's... Here's the A note. Just right on the mark. C note. There's the fretted second string, fourth string, the B note on the third, compared to the open third, and there's a good match there. D note on the seventh fret, compared to the open first. And this bridge has about 0.4 of a gram more weight than the one that I just took off. That generic StuMac was down at about 1.8, and this is about 2.2 grams. At least according to my digital scale. So, but I think it's a very fine sound. Up the neck. Not bad, huh? All right, that's all I got for now. Stay tuned for some more.